I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Sat7 Arabic's viewer support team continues to be in direct contact with Christians in the Holy Land, offering prayer and comfort. Sat7's Joe Willie says soon after the crisis began,
we started asking churches to pray and to be the voice of the Bible. Pastors have been invited from all denominations for a two-minute prayer. And these prayers are recorded, and we flood the broadcast.
Today, believers from Jewish and Palestinian backgrounds tell Sat7,
we are fasting and praying in our churches that the Lord's hand would move and alter the circumstances so that people will see Jesus.
You can join the prayer movement, too. We'll connect you at missionnews.org.
Listeners should know that brothers and sisters in Christ are embedded in this conflict, and they are praying that people will see Jesus. That is an incredible prayer that challenges me.
Amid the constant news cycle, individual Ukrainians are often missed. However, they find themselves affected in ways they never imagined. Eric Mock with Slavic Gospel Association says one woman had prayed many years for a husband. She married right before the war broke out and soon after lost her husband in the war.
She tells us that she began to pray for hours and hours and hours, asking the Lord to tell her why this happened. She says after about 5 or 6 hours of praying, and she said she had never prayed that much in her life, she realized what she must do, and she began a ministry to war widows.
Mock says the gospel is changing hearts. Please pray for our brothers and sisters in Ukraine. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sat7, a Christian satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers a free sample of Dr. Terry Ascott's memoir. Get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.